This is 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite Mosaic Counseling in the studio. Sarah Lewakowski, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to congratulate you on the 2024 Social Justice Award in Education, awarded by the City of Holland's Human Relations Commission. I did have the story in January,
but
I didn't get a chance to say congratulations, so congratulations on
that. Thank you so much. We have always been very proud of our school outreach program. As you know, we've talked about it a lot.
For sure. And we have Carlos Say in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, and buenos dias for all the people who speak Spanish over there, too.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you very much.
And I know you're not going to sing this morning. You know what, Sarah, if you want to find something on your phone, go ahead. You're going to be performing at a big event coming up, Sarah. And the date on this is April 17th.
That's right.
It's an evening of elegance. Savor the flavors of Italy and the magic of opera, featuring world-renowned tenor Carlos Say. And it's at the Pigeon Creek Event Center. So you've kind of changed it up a little bit this year.
We did. We were trying to move just a little bit south.
Okay.
You know, on 31 and maybe try to capture people not only from the Tri-Cities, but maybe, you know, along the lakeshore.
Okay.
From Holland.
Right.
Maybe over in the east side of the county.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Carlos, it's probably too early for you to sing this morning. Do you have a little snippet of it? Or we've been running the commercials. I mean, your voice is just incredible. But tell me what's going on at Mosaic Counseling. Is what's the latest that's going on?
Well, the latest is, I think I always tell you that we are busier than ever.
I know.
You know, that need for accessible, affordable mental health services. It's just not going to go away. Something exciting, though, because of some funding from the Tri-Cities Women Who Care and also the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, the Youth Advisory Council, that we've been able to add some elementary schools in Grand Haven for our school outreach program.
That's incredible.
Very exciting.
That's incredible. Yes. I knew that the Tri-Cities Women Who Care, they're absolutely amazing. But,
yes,
you know, to think about kids in elementary school needing counseling, that kind of hurts my heart, but at the same
it does, but at the same time
you have to say, well, it's wonderful that they can reach out to somebody if they need that type of counseling.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. You don't want them to, but if they have to, it is available. So Carlos, you're a part of this event, so you're going to be singing at this event, correct?
Yes, I'll be singing some Italian songs.
Ooh.
And the repertoire is going to be from the famous Italian songs that every tenor likes to sing and likes to perform. I'm preparing a repertoire that I do at Carnegie Hall and theaters like that. So it's a very, very good repertoire. And I'm bringing my pianist.
Oh.
She's an excellent pianist. And I'll be singing in Italian, which is one of my favorites. Language to sing.
I absolutely listen to this. This is going to be a really elegant event. You've kind of changed it up a little bit, and I like that. It's okay to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And it was years ago, maybe 15 years ago, that Carlos did a fundraiser for us over at St. Cecilia's in Grand Rapids.
Okay, yeah.
And I tell you, it was a blizzard that night. And so many people drove over from the Tri-Cities.
That's pretty amazing. Carlos, how long have you been singing?
43 years this week.
And you performed at Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall, every feature hall, the biggest stages in the world.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. So this is really an amazing event at the Pigeon Creek Event Center. So tell me what the evening is all about.
Sure. So it is an Italian night. So we're going to have an Italian dinner, tiramisu by our grand finale, Justin
course.
Raha.
Yeah.
We will have a silent auction, a few live auction items that are really exciting, like, you know, Chef Jenna from Amore.
Yes!
She has donated a dinner for 10.
Dinner
for
amazing.
10 with red and white wine at her restaurant.
Wow!
Yes, and we also have a dinner from Two Tonys.
Nice.
And American Dunes has donated a foursome. And then many other items that we'll have that night. But yes, it'll be an elegant night, and we'll raise funds for Mosaic. But I have to tell you, I've known Carlos for 23 years. He gave all my daughter's voice lessons.
You did?
So he is a very special part of my family. And, you know, talking about mental health, he always gave my daughters life lessons and counseling during each voice lesson.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, Carlos, I've been singing a lot lately. I don't know if it's because the news cycle is just the news cycle. It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of news stories coming at you every day. And I find I've been going home or just driving home and singing the whole way home.
Well, singing is so good for the mental health,
yeah,
for your soul and your spirit.
Yeah.
When you sing, you do so many things so good to your brain. Your brain is completely active. Your emotions are balanced. Everything inside of you just get to the right place.
It does.
It fixes everything. So when you feel down, up, just start singing. And it's one of the best things you can do to yourself.
Yeah, those endorphins kick in. I would agree 100%. I have to ask. I ask everybody that's in here, Carlos, who is your favorite Beatle out of the four Beatles? Who's your favorite? Come on. Who's your favorite?
I always loved the guy who played the drums.
Ringo.
Ringo.
All right.
Because Ringo in Puerto Rico was very... He has the personality of a Puerto Rican. So we always love him.
I love it. Yes. How much are tickets for this event?
They're $150.
Okay.
And you can get tickets at our website, mosaiccounseling.com.
Okay.
There are also sponsorships available. We have wonderful sponsors like New Holland Brewing and Gentex and Hayworth Helps and Eastbrook Homes and then others. And so we would just love for everyone to consider joining us.
And it takes months and months of planning for something like this.
It does.
You probably planned this last year. You were thinking about what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
And the amount of volunteers that you have, you'll see them at this event. You know, they're working the tables. They're doing so many things. It really is incredible. It takes a lot of people to put an event on like this. A night of Italian food, wine, and music from Mosaic Counseling. What don't you love about this, right?
Yeah, we would love to see you. And, you know, it's a great night. I mean, you always want a fundraiser to be fun and amazing.
Yes.
Anyone who goes there, it will truly be a night that you do not forget. Because when you're in the room with Carlos, when he is singing, I mean, he is a treasure that lives right here.
Isn't that something?
In our community.
Who knew? And it just takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the commercials that we're running takes my breath away, and it's just a commercial.
Right.
We should probably enter that to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters for an award, because Jesse did a great job. It's just a great commercial. So nice to finally meet you, Carlos. I've heard so many great things about you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you've got some time on this event. It's April 17th, so any businesses out there listening,
please.
You know,
yes.
If you certainly would like to sponsor something, or are you concerned about any cuts with the Department of Education? That doesn't really affect what you guys do, does it?
Well,
I thought I'd bring it up.
Can I? Oh, sure.
Yeah, I thought I would bring that up.
We do receive funding from the state of Michigan.
Okay.
And so funding can come to the state of Michigan from federal funding.
Okay.
So, I mean, right now we're okay.
Okay.
But sometimes you just don't know about the future.
Okay. I just wanted to ask it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, do people need to really dress up for this? Or?
Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be a little fancier.
I think
so,
you should,
you know, cocktail attire.
If you got any of those Manolo Blahniks from Italy shoes, I'd wear those to this event for sure. Carlos is shaking his head. Yep. What's your favorite place in Italy?
Oh, my favorite place in Italy is Milano.
Okay.
I love Milano. They love the tenors over there. So.
Okay.
I like that area. And then, of course, Tuscany.
I was just going to ask if you'd ever been to Tuscany.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I've been to Italy, and I absolutely love it. I was in Bari and Venice, and I loved it, but I wanted to go to Tuscany.
One
just
of the benefits
of
being a tenor is that you eat for free in that part of the country. When they know you're a tenor and you sing a song or something.
Oh, come on. You can go to a restaurant in Italy and say, I'm a tenor, and you eat for free.
And you sing a little bit of Sole Mio, and you eat for free and drink for free.
Is that where Sing for Your Supper came from then?
Probably. But it's for the Italianos, to be a tenor is just like something very special.
I love it.
And Italy is, you know, known by the many tenors they produce.
For sure. It's Bella Musica, a night of Italian food, wine, and music, April 17th, Pigeon Creek Event Center. You can head to mosaiccounseling.com. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
I would just like to add, please join us again. You've heard a little bit now from the recording of Carlos singing.
Mm-hmm.
He is a showman, you know? I mean, he's not just standing there and singing. You
probably get chills, don't you?
And brings you into this music when you are in the room. It's really an incredible experience.
Wonderful. And then, of course, there's things that people can bid on and whatnot. And
right.
you know, and it all raises money for Mosaic Counseling. Thanks for being here this morning. I know it's really early, especially for a tenor.
No, not too early. Early to sing, but not too early to be
awake. It is early to sing, isn't it? You're not. There's no way. You'd have to. You probably prepare all day, don't you?
Well, today's my day of rest.
Okay, so you're going to rest your voice today. You know, because the voice is a muscle.
It is a muscle.
And so I do exercises in the morning when I get in here. Because if I don't, I'm just a mumble mouth all morning long.
That's right.
I am. Thanks for being here, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.